And now, seeing God in life's everyday events, here's Father Mike Delaney.
W.C. Fields once said, "Never work with children or animals." Now, each year, most parishes consider having a nativity play as part of the liturgy for their Christmas Eve celebrations. And they always involve children and children portraying animals. So what could go wrong? This past Christmas, we had sent out invitations for children who wanted to be part of this production, and we made our plans for the practices when we got news that our young pastoral associate needed urgent surgery and would not be available till well into the new year. So calling reserves off the bench, we were fortunate to have two wonderful women who came forward and took over the preparations. Next was the casting for the various roles. Always a possible challenge as different children want to be a specific part of the story. But I'm not sure how they did it, but it all happened without any difficulties and the rehearsals went ahead. So I was looking forward to what they presented at the family mass on Christmas Eve. Now, one of the possible hiccups was the infant Jesus. He was a six-week-old infant whose baptism we had celebrated just a fortnight earlier. How he would behave on the night. I'm not sure whether it was planned, but the role of Mary was actually played by his sister, who played the role to perfection. In fact, at one stage, as he started to squirm, she simply placed him on her shoulder and patted his back and comforted him. As I looked at a photo later, the lad who had played Joseph was looking at Mary and Jesus with a beautiful smile. It was a lovely moment that I've put onto our parish website as it spoke of the wonder of the Nativity. So in answer to W.C. Fields, sometimes it's the children who can make things we're familiar with seem vibrant and new, and we can enjoy the story of the ages with something of the joy and the enthusiasm of the young people in our midst. Now these and other young members of the parish had actually enthralled the congregation at the Good Friday liturgy last Holy Week when they had enacted a scene from the Stations of the Cross after the reading of the Passion. In both instances, their sense of awe and wonder as they enacted the stories of our faith remind me that there is so much that happens in my day that I can take for granted and which I miss because I give my attention to what I think is important and not to what is present right before me. It's at times like a nativity play that I have a chance to take a moment and recognize the wonder of the simple and begin to realize the grandeur of God in the everyday activities of the children. Maybe I can recover a little bit of my inner child and be able to see God more easily in the everyday.